We're all flown on.
Hello,
something for everyone. Clickradio.org.
No,
way
not
to be. So Rachel's sitting here playing Club Penguin.
Oh my god, I am like addicted to this.
You make fun of me for Farmville.
Well, Farmville is different.
And you play money for Club Penguin.
Oh, $6 for 1 month. Give me a break. I can do so many things. Eight.
Yeah, okay. Enough said about that. So, what's going on here? Eelchus tickets. Yeah. TJ has sold an amazing amount of Eelchus tickets.
How many has he sold?
Like eight? That's like $40 for click.
It's more than... Well, we're using all of it for now.
We only get five, though, in the end for every 20.
After it's all said and done.
So we get a fourth of the money and they're like $20. By using all the money. Pretty much. They're going to sue us for more than we're worth. Be like, yeah, sorry, we're just a youth radio station. Not much here. Rachel, you're so distracted.
This is really intense, dude.
Yeah, I can see that.
You're getting distracted.
Oh, like, I know!
Freaking Ninja Penguin.
Yes, I'm playing Fire Ninja. So you guys could get on and join me. Actually, I don't know which one I'm in right now. Ooh, fire. As soon as I'm done with this game, I'll look up where I'm located, and I'll give you my penguin name. No, because I'm the one that rolled. I'm the one that picked the thing. It's so complicated explaining this to you. If you played, you'd know.
It's like
so six. Now he gets to choose out of the two of them, and he picks snow.
Yeah.
Mine is a seven of snow, and his is a ten. Dang it!
Twos and threes. That sucks.
I know.
Is it random?
Yeah, I don't get to choose which cards come in, which is lame.
Any updates on our couch, Rachel?
Well, it's only $40, and I have $40, but we need a truck. I mean, I guess I could call Colton, but I doubt he'd run me in there, and I lost. You have done well. Your skills are growing. You nearly won, but this time you earned
something. Okay, I'm going to save you guys all the pain of Rachel's little talking.
I am
here.
Located in... I'm on...
Ascent.
A-S-C-E-N-T. My penguin name is Peachy Butt 7, and I'm Peach. I am 40 days 8 old. That means I'm a tour guide and a member.
40 days 8 old.
Did I say that?
Yes!
Nice!
Yeah, okay.
I speak of dyslexic.
We're gonna play some, Fat Lip by some 40.
No, let's not.
I like that song.
Okay.
I have that on my playlist.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
It's awesome! Okay, here we go.
Just play it.
Want to help Click Radio win $5,000? It's easy. Simply log on to clickradio.org.
You're the sky that I fell through.
Radio.org.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Kelsey's painting her nails. I painted my nails this afternoon too.
Okay, here's the problem. I started painting my nails like, I don't know, 2 o'clock. And then TJ and them didn't know how to work shit, so I had to come, like, one of my nails only had one coat, so I had to finish. It's all good though. So Rachel's still playing Club Penguin.
No, I'm not.
Oh, what are you doing?
Mom, I'm looking through music. So that means guys should start requesting stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm not controlling. I'm done.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, that's me.
Cause you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no.
Oh, what's been up? Besides stupid critical skills.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay, critical skills is the most ridiculous retarded class in the world.
Actually, I would have to agree. Because they didn't have it 2 years ago. Like, I think everybody turned out fine.
I like the idea of, like, teaching you shit you need to know, but not
language.
But not, like, that kind of stuff. Like, okay, I can write a resume, I think I can figure it out. But, like, changing the oil in your car, how many girls in our grade do you think know how to do that?
We're not learning that.
Exactly, and we should. Like, stuff that you're actually going to need to know when you're out of high school and you're like, oh, I don't know this. School didn't teach me. Well, that's just my opinion.
Call your man friends.
Call my man friends?
You've got plenty of those.
I have more guy friends than I do girlfriends. Rachel, you're like my only chick friend in the world.
Woohoo!
You and Emily, but she doesn't live here. It's really sad. I sit there at lunch, like, surrounded by, like, 16 guys.
Yes, I'm just walking around with Gracie. We're like, this is boring.
I'm all shaking my head at disappointment because of how disgusting all of you are.
Ah.
Especially Brennan.
Oh, man, Brennan.
Brennan. He's gonna get it. April Fools. I'm gonna get him.
Oh, I know. Next Thursday? Is that it? Nice.
I'm gonna do it.
Nice. Oh, I have less than 3 weeks till my trip to Portland. Yes!
Very nice. I'm kind of pumped this summer for the Click Road trip.
Oh yeah, you and me.
I don't know if, like, we're flying or anything. We are flying.
You and me are driving.
We'll meet you there.
We'll just have to leave 3 days earlier.
Huh? We had 84 site listeners for our show.
Like, different people... That's awesome. Like, different IP addresses?
And 20 listeners.
That's lame, because he didn't tell me last week or
but
a week before.
Asked.
Yeah,
I know, I asked you to ask him, because I don't have his number. Remember? I refused to put it in my phone.
Jake.
Actually, I might have it now, because he keeps texting me. Yep, Jake would. We'll look it up.
Awesome. So, you guys should request some stuff. I would say to call us, but we don't have phones anymore because our free subscription ended.
Yeah.
So until we get more money, we're going to have no phones.
Feel free to donate. There should be a link on the homepage of clickradio.org.
Like, $2, honestly.
That could go a long way for us.
Or, like, come up to me and be like, here, it's for Click, $1.
Yeah.
Like,
anything helps.
Exactly. And I won't keep it, I promise. I will give it to the station. I'm already giving, like, a lot of my money to the station because I don't want it to fall under. Most businesses go under within the first 2 years, and we're almost at our 2-year mark. If we fall before then, I'm gonna be so mad. We have to do it. So yeah, we have, like, the Elitch's tickets. If you have any desire to purchase an Elitch ticket for $20,
contact us.
Yes. Kelsey@fcyb.org.
Or legitcontent@yahoo.com.
That too.
So until then, keep listening and requesting songs.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Enjoy your music. Clickradio.org.
Welcome back. Quit your farming.
You know what I've realized?
What
I don't have to be happy, sit here, farm, and think about, because he's here. And he completely didn't hear me.
Nothing at all. Just pretend like we didn't even crack a joke. Interesting.
That was kind of a compliment, too. Like,
I know, whatever. Right?
That's okay. Anywho, yeah, I'm farming. My raspberries are 67% done. And I got another white goat today.
Yay! I'm so happy.
I know. Shut up!
I did not say anything.
You're mocking me with your eyes.
Not at all.
Shut up! Your sarcasm is appreciated.
My hilarious faces.
You never got to do your Bill Cosby voice on air.
I don't even remember how to do my Bill Cosby voice.
She did this amazing, like, old lady / Bill Cosby voice for a while, but then she lost it.
And I don't know how to do it. Did you record it?
I don't think so.
TJ, did you?
What?
Record my voice? That Bill Cosby voice?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay. When are you going to edit that movie?
I don't have my flash drive.
Oh, yeah, you said you lost a flash drive. You
guys can't multitask. Nothing against them, it's just not the skill they have. I'm almost as bad, I can't put lip gloss on and walk at the same time.
Oh my god, now that's just sad. I can do that.
It's a little sad. It's alright.
It's aight.
So, what's been up with Rachel?
School. Homework.
Yeah. A ton of homework, huh?
Yes.
Crap.
Plus, I just finished my thing for the National Honor Society.
I decided not to do it. Like, I got the thing, but I'm not going to write the essay.
Oh, it's not that hard.
Dude, okay, my comp teacher, Mr. Schneider, he decided that, like, 4 kids in our class were uber smart and that we should be in an AP class, so he's going to make it like an AP class. He takes us out into the hall, hands us a book and a packet. He's like, this is a really interesting book. Do the packet, and we'll meet up every few weeks about it.
What's the book?
It's called The Strangers. The Stranger? Yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, TJ was telling me about it. I'm excited to read it, but it's just, like, giving us extra work to do on top of it.
Oh, didn't you think of, like, a compensation? If you don't do all the work, can you do that for the extra credit?
Exactly. Yeah, maybe I can just do that, and then the extra credit will compensate for all my zeros.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. So, did anyone request anything?
Nope, not even Kelsey did.
I know, I usually sit over here and request stuff, so she'll play it, but...
Yeah, but I have, like, this new song that I'm, like, addicted to, and I have to listen to it every day.
Timberland.
That's, like, my song of the week.
Featuring Katy Perry.
Yep. It's
if
pretty good.
If we ever meet...
Again.
Awesome.
Should we play
Let's
it?
Let's do it. Let's play it.
Want to help Click Radio win $5,000? Here for your support and keep listening to clickradio.org.
What are you saying? You can't eat in front of me now?
No, she can't eat things sexually.
You can't eat things sexually.
Like, you know how people eat things
sexually in front of me? Sexually. No, what's that?
Like, I just can't do it, like, in general.
Sexy eating.
Like, oh, because I make fun of you for it?
No, because I just look stupid when I do it.
Like, who does it? Come on.
Like, I'll try, and I just look retarded. Like, people start laughing at me. I was doing that at lunch, and Jordan was cracking up. I was like, shut up.
Granted?
No, Fisher. Okay. So, hi. This is Caution Legit Content.
With Kelsey and Rachel.
And TJ's sitting in here. On my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
What I said earlier was I don't have to sit here playing Farmville being happy, thinking about because he's here.
Oh.
And you're just like, woo, over here in your own little world talking to Jake or some boy toy or something.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yep. Trying to set up some mandates. Wink, wink. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge.
My mandates are legit, alright?
Him and Corey last night, they're eyeing each other.
Ooh. Eyeing each other as you were sitting there laying on
him. You're still eyeing him.
I know, because Kelsey's like falling asleep in the movie.
I was so tired.
I know, I nudged Brady and Brady's like,
I like opened my eyes and you guys are laughing at me. I was like, thanks so much. That was an intense movie. It was really long, though. What was it?
Deep.
It was really deep.
I didn't catch anything.
It was really deep. You couldn't guess anything about it. Mm-mm. And it really wasn't that great.
No, but, like, at the end when things started clicking, I'm like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
What's the point of her being a CIA agent? Like, why is it
You didn't get that?
Deal?
Like, because she was married to him, and that's how things got out.
That's why the press and everyone hated him so much, is because she fed it all through.
Remember, because she's like, he took all my advice.
Yeah, that's because she stopped liking him. Or that's because he stopped liking him.
Well, duh, she was screwing everyone else.
Yeah, if you're asking which movie we were talking about, it's The Ghost Writer.
Like, writers, like, writing.
With the W.
It's not worth going to.
It was very good. If you like deep, kind of like a CIA type movie, this is a movie for you. I would recommend it if you like that stuff.
Wait until it's free on demand or something.
I don't think it'd be free on demand too quickly.
Don't go see it in theaters. It's not worth it.
Oh, yeah, especially because we went last night. It was like $8.50, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I hate matinees.
It's all good, though.
Matinees mean better prices.
I mean, well, it was late at night, though. I mean,
so it was the opposite of a
matinee. No, we just missed it because we bought our tickets at 6, and that stops at, like, 6.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's why I was so angry.
We should have bought them. No, because they still would have charged you for a non-matinee.
If you buy a show that's at 9, you still have to pay them.
That's true.
I didn't think about that.
But we went at 6.
It was fun.
30.
Yeah.
Close enough. I ate so much pizza.
I know, you and Chris both. Why did Chris leave?
Because his mom was flying in.
Oh, where'd you go?
I don't know.
Touch me.
She goes everywhere. She's just always gone.
No, that's true. I've never met his mom. I've been over to his house quite a lot. I met his grandma. He's so mean to his grandma.
Oh. His grandma, shut up.
And she's like, okay, I love you.
That's so sad.
It's amazing because his grandma's legit, though. She just does everything, like all his laundry. And he's just like, okay, grandma, just put it on my bed. I don't care.
He's so horrible. I love all my grandmas. Like, today I was supposed to go over and paint my grandma's
you talk about, like, you
my
have
grandma's
a
wall.
You have a shitload of grandmas.
Well, I do. I have 4.
Oh, yeah.
I have 4 grandmas. Thank you.
You have 4 grandmas?
Yeah. Where have you been?
How does this happen?
Because both of my parents' are divorced and remarried except for one. And we love her, and we're over at her house, like, all the time. Her name is Mimi, and she's listening right now. Hi, Mimi!
That's awesome.
I think my grandma
I wish I had 4 grandmas.
Yeah,
I don't see 2 of them.
Can I trade you grandmas?
Which ones do you want? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't trade my grandmas for the world. One of my grandmas is moving down from Denver, and I'm super excited.
Awesome.
Because she's like, I'll give you my car, but you just have to drive around for me. I'm like, okay.
Dude, I grocery shop with my grandma. Like, it takes her forever.
Well, you live with your grandma.
Half the time. Yeah, I know. Get some. Sorry, you already got some. Okay.
I think we should listen to a French rap.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps, et c'est tout, t'es dégoûté. Tu fais une drôle de tête, c'est parce que t'étais ça, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
Daddy rich, rich, daddy, daddy beautiful, daddy rich.
I was on a lunch break one day in the back of somebody's car and
Colorado Meth Project.
Something for everyone. Clickradio.org.
I'm like, oh my God.
We're not talking about hair anymore.
We're talking about bump its. And how if you're poor you don't use bump its, you tease your hair.
You should take a picture of our whiteboard.
Shut up! We're looking at a podcast. Of me and Rachel when we were doing a late night show and Tanner came.
I think this is it.
Hi, Rachel.
Turn it up.
What are you doing over there?
Organizing.
Organizing what?
The station.
The station. Why are you organizing the station?
Laundry.
What's bothering you? Rachel's bringing her OCD-ness to Click and decided to move everything.
Yeah, like, literally, I was twitching. I needed to do something. The room was bothering me.
She's like, Kelsey, I kind of want to rearrange the room. No way. No, go see.
I'll go see.
Can I have a gun? That's awesome. What was going on is I heard a knock at the door, and we were just talking to this person. He just stopped talking to us. We're just like, did you just tell him where we were? Yeah. Oh, my God. I was, freaking out.
Yeah, and we had just been, out there in the alley, and there was some dude just standing there. I know. So we didn't know who it was.
I'm like, are we going to die?
So I'm thinking, wait, is it that kid I was talking to? She was like, don't open the door.
And she's like, no, we're going to go find out.
It was epic. We're freaking out.
And then we went to IHOP with him afterwards.
my mom just comes can we go to IHOP?
She's like, okay. She's like, you can come with. And he's like, okay.
We were being so inappropriate. My mom.
What you said to me, especially, no one else heard it.
What did she say?
Do you remember?
No, she didn't.
I don't remember either. Yeah, she did, because you texted me the next day.
Right. What was it?
I don't remember.
You're just saying nasty jokes, and you two started cracking up.
No, because what made it was funny is because she was trying to be serious, and I knew she wasn't, so I started laughing, and then no one else heard it, and that's what made it even funnier.
That was great.
Oh, it was.
Okay. How do you say his last name? Behr, Behr? My daddy brought Slurpees and Slim Jims.
Yes, he did. Thanks, Daddy. That's cute. Oh, it's almost 7:11 at 7:11. It's 7:04.
Close enough. We don't really need anything, though. Go get some what? Yeah, like ramen. I don't know. I'm sick of ramen.
I had Taco Bell already, thank you.
You did?
Taco Bell every Saturday.
I need to start paying you to buy me a chalupa every month.
And I would gladly buy you a chalupa. Gladly.
Chalupas are delicious. God, face.
It's like going in your mouth.
Yeah, Mom, all of our visitors are totally going to check out how clean my room is. It's a fan page.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, no, never mind. I was saying my crops are ready, but I already harvested.
You're so cute.
You're done playing Club Penguin, aren't you?
There's nothing to do. I've done it all.
You haven't gotten the helmet yet.
The what?
The helmet.
The helmet? What are you talking about?
You said you need to get a helmet for some ninja thing.
Oh! Oh! Yeah, oh! I thought you meant the digging helmet. I'm like, I already have that. Yeah, but that's not something I can do in 2 hours. That takes days. Gotcha. And then I have to challenge the sensei to beat him.
Sensei?
Be like, wah! I like saying sensei.
Sensei. I just got like a random bunch of things in here, and it's really weird. Oh, no! No! Okay.
We're off topic.
We are. We have no idea what to talk about. We should have what? Healthcare?
No, we're not going to get political debates, thank you. We already tried that once, and that was one of the most politically incorrect shows you've ever done.
What was it? Was that the one where I was like, we're talking about religion because my cousin was Mormon and I'm atheist and you're not?
Yeah, I'm just out there. You can never remember.
I know. I'm sorry.
Are you Christian?
No.
Protestant?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm Catholic. Catholic / Baptist.
What church do you go to? Or do you go to church?
Well, when we go to church, we go to the First Baptist Church. That's right next door to Lesher Junior High.
Have a little slide?
I really don't know. I don't go out on the slide, to tell you the truth.
Just sneak out and go on the slide during church.
Yay! It's church. Get to go on the slide. Yay!
Charlie, you
The Jonas Brothers South Park, all the chicks are lined up. They're like, yeah, they just invite us backstage because they want us to get, they want us to give them blowjobs. Oh, sorry. Anyway, do you have some good music?
Just Hey Monday, which is pretty good.
What I want? Okay, homecoming, let's do it.
Okay.
Want to help Click Radio win $5,000? It's easy. Simply log on to you. Who knows? Maybe we'll share some with you. Then again, maybe not. Thanks for your support, and keep listening to clickradio.org.
Got you runaway smile in my piggy bank.
Want to help Click Radio win $5,000? It's easy. And keep listening to clickradio.org.
Good music.
Guess I'll go home now. I guess I'll go home.
2 days away.
We call them the shadow people. And the shadows play tricks on your eyes. And, like, I would always think somebody was going
to
kill.
Want to help Click Radio win five...
I put it on manual, so.
You sure?
Yeah. We had quite an adventure.
Yeah, it was an adventure.
Yeah, I can't hear it, Rachel. Anyway.
Okay, good.
So we went.
Well, then again, you're on talk.
We're on talk. Yeah, that's true.
You're on talk.
So we're,
walking to 7-Eleven at 7-Eleven like we normally do.
There's this dude.
A black dude.
Yeah, that's super
important. Well, no, I mean, like, some of those people can just be, like, intimidating. Like, they don't bother me. It's just when they say stuff like that, it can freak you out.
So this guy, he looks at us, and he looks like a totally normal dude. Doesn't look wasted or high or anything. And he goes, I know you probably know my face, and you know my name and everything, so, and I was on that talk show, and so you probably think I'm the Antichrist, and we're just sitting there like, okay.
And he starts talking about, like, when I just came back, women just started sleeping with me, and I can't help it. I'm just irresistible. And he just starts going off.
So, like, we're kind of walking away, and I was like, cool dude, nice to know, see you later.
So then we went to Safeway to get, like, some taquitos, because TJ was, like, starving, I guess. And they're walking back. As we're walking the street, we see him, like, starting to run across the parking lot towards us. And Kelsey and I immediately look at each other, and we're just like, don't look at him, don't look at him, don't make eye contact.
He's obviously following us.
Yeah, so, like, after a while, he's like, hey, sup? And we didn't answer. He's like, hey, I said sup! And Kelsey's just like, back off!
I was like, back off,
voice that she could possibly say. And he's just like, whoa, don't shoot. And he walks away. And then we, like, run back into the station. We're like, oh my god, I don't want to die tonight.
And then Rachel, like, or TJ sees someone, like, standing outside our door. We're all freaking out. That's bad. Bad stuff.
Oh, it was so scary.
Look at me, I'm so little.
So now I'm playing Club Penguin because it helps me cope.
That one. Rachel, sorry, what did you just say?
So now I'm playing Club Penguin.
Yeah.
Playing Puffle Roundup.
I was a badass little kid. Not really.
Whose gear is it?
My dad plays hockey, it's his gear. I'm like standing here in all my dad's hockey gear. Beef up.
I know I won't be leaving here.
Are there any taquitos left?
Yeah.
Can I have one? Rachel, do you want it?
No, I'm good.
Do you want it?
I'm good.
That was so cute.
Anywho, let's play some music here. We didn't have like a single request all night, which is kind of sad. So, Rachel, here's our song.
Okay.
Getting on it, I'd sit in the mirror and like pick.
Welcome, welcome. It's about 9:20.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We've just kind of sitting here talking. With stuff that we should be saying on the air. But that's okay.
Sup?
Being a stripper in Vegas would be relatively easy.
Why would you think...
A ton of money.
They make a ton of money. Why would you think that'd be easy?
It doesn't take any skill.
True. But see, if I were going to do something like that, I wanted to do it with more class.
Like a Chippendales dancer?
Well, actually I was thinking something more on the lines of Cirque du Soleil.
That takes skill, though. A stripper or like a Chippendales dancer, you don't have to know anything. You could be like a high school dropout. The Cirque du Soleil, you have to do shit like flips and like trapeze, I don't know. Anyway.
I've never seen the Cirque du Soleil show.
Really? Really? I want to go to one of the explicit ones and see what the hell is so explicit about it. Like, really?
Maybe their tops complain. They're flipping in the air. Double pinch to chesty. She did it. Double pinch to chesty.
Oh, yes. We're going. We are so going when we're 21.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Also, I figured it'd be better to do drunk. I don't know.
Maybe that's what makes it so explicit. Everybody's drunk and they're like, whoa, look at that purple elephant.
Dude's all purple.
Looks purple in the lighting.
Justin Schneeberger.
Schneeberger. So, I like the techno vibe that we have going on.
I do. We should continue.
Okay, we will. Here we go.
I still hear your voice when you...
Sexy bitch. in that.
Take it, take it, love it, love me.
You're the sky that I've